Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Good morning, Winning Every Day family. What a joy to have you tuned in today. Wherever you're listening from, your home, your car, on your morning walk, thank you for starting your day with God. Take a deep breath, open your heart, and let's step into today's devotional together. Today's topic is the assignment on your life. And our Bible text is from Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, which says, "Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations." William Wilberforce, a British politician in the late 1700s, once considered quitting politics to go into full-time ministry. But after deep counsel and prayer, he realized something profound. His pulpit was Parliament. Wilberforce embraced his God-given assignment, and for over 20 years he fought tirelessly to end the slave trade in Britain. Many times he failed. Many times he was mocked, but he stayed faithful to the assignment. Eventually, slavery was abolished just days before he died. But because a man aligned with his divine assignment cannot be stopped. Beloved, just like Wilberforce, you may not look like a preacher, but heaven knows exactly why you're where you are. Let me say this clearly today. Every season of your life carries a purpose. Not just the joyful seasons, not just the successful seasons, even the confusing ones, even the painful ones. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Notice it doesn't say some things, says all things. So let me ask you this, what season are you in right now? Is it a season of waiting, stretching, building, or healing? Could it be that God is doing something deeper than what your eyes can see? Let's look at the important things you must know about your assignment. 1. Your assignment is tied to your identity. God said to Jeremiah, "Before I formed you, I knew you." Before God tells you what to do, He reminds you of who you are. Many people are frustrated not because they lack opportunity, but because they are disconnected from identity. Let me ask you, do you see yourself the way God sees you or the way circumstances have labeled you? Here's encouragement for you today. You don't discover your assignment by chasing titles. You discover it by walking with God. Psalm 37 verse 3 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, step by step, day by day." God reveals it. 2. Your assignment will be challenged, but not canceled. Jeremiah's assignment came with rejection. Moses' assignment came with fear. Esther's assignment came with risk. Jesus' assignment came with the cross. So if you've faced resistance, delays, or opposition, hear this clearly. Opposition is not a sign you missed God. It's often confirmation you're on the right path. Jesus said in John chapter 17, verse 4, "I have glorified you on the earth. I have finished the work which you have given me to do. May that be your testimony in Jesus' name." Finally, 3, your assignment is bigger than you. Your assignment is not just about you. It's about who will be healed, helped, taught, inspired, and saved through your obedience. Who is waiting on the other side of your yes? Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 verse 14, "You are the light of the world. Not you might be, not you could be, you are." Now, let me speak God's word over your life. By the power in the name of Jesus, I declare that confusion is lifting from your mind. I speak clarity into your purpose in life in Jesus' name. By the power of the Almighty God, grace is being released to run your race. I declare that no distraction, delay, or discouragement will abort your assignment in Jesus' name. From today, helpers will locate you, and doors are opening for you this season in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and reflect. What keeps coming back to your heart? What burden won't let you go? What problem do you feel drawn to solve? That may be a clue to your assignment. And here's his word of encouragement for you. If you feel small, remember Zechariah chapter 4 verse 10. Do not despise the day of small beginnings. God often starts assignments quietly before announcing them loudly. Action point for today. Today, make time to ask God one simple prayer. Lord, align me with the assignment you've placed on my life. Help me take the next right step. Then, act on what he shows you, even if it feels small. In conclusion, brethren, you are not behind. You are not forgotten. You are not confused by accident. Heaven is intentional about you. Run your race. Stay faithful. Trust God's timing. Your assignment will speak for you. As we close, let's make our confession of faith for today together. Say this loud and boldly with me. Today, I walk in alignment with God's purpose for my life. I am chosen, equipped, and empowered for my divine assignment. I will not be distracted, delayed, or discouraged. God orders my steps, and my life will bring him glory. I win every day in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word today. We appreciate you for every listener. As we go, I commit their day into your hands. Let clarity replace confusion, strength replace weariness, and let boldness replace fear in their lives. Order their steps, connect them to the right people, and give them grace to fulfill their assignment. We declare that today shall be productive, protected, and purposeful in Jesus' name. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Family, if this message blessed you, please share this podcast with someone who needs encouragement today. Remember, you are winning every day, and your assignment matters. Have a purpose-filled and victorious day.
Through the motions.
Feeling like she should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us,
despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.